There's trouble in the Philippines. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Fighting continues in the northern part of Mindanao, and the dangerous conflict has a lot of people on the run. But someone is responding in love. Find out who it is in just a moment. And then later, this group of people has a history of being neglected, overlooked, and abused. Today, we're going to call your attention to them, and we're asking for your help. But we'll begin in Asia today, where clashes between extremists and the army in the Philippines still aren't letting up. The siege in Marawi City has stretched into its fifth week now after ISIS-pledged militants took over in late May. Filipino authorities say extremists in Marawi are losing ground, but the fight isn't over. Earlier this week, a separatist group of extremist fighters tried to attack a government outpost and then retreated and holed up in a public elementary school. They'd taken 31 villagers as hostages, including children. By Wednesday, the militants had freed the hostages and fled the school. Nearly 200,000 people have been displaced, though, due to the chaos in Mindanao. Steve Van Valkenburg of Christian Aid Mission says they have Filipino ministry partners on the ground giving aid to the displaced families, many of whom are Muslim.
This is Ramadan, and they basically are trying to help people come off Ramadan fasting, and often it's like just apples and clothing. Rice, soap, those kind of things, meeting medical needs.
This problem isn't going to dissipate anytime soon, which is why they need your prayer.
Pray for the Christians there to know how best to help and meeting physical needs, but how do they help these people so they can emotionally deal with what they're facing and then help them to come around to asking eternal questions.
Next, tomorrow is the final day of Ramadan. This month of prayer, fasting, and listening for direction will certainly have left an impact on Muslims peacefully observing the holy month. On Wednesday, Muslims mark the night of destiny when they ask Allah to speak to them in dreams. But alongside their prayers, Christians have been praying for a different outcome. Tom Doyle of E3 Partners explains.
This is a time where Jesus often answers those prayers and comes to Muslims in dreams. And this is the night we hear about the most from Muslims that have become believers.
But for extremists, the month has been less about seeking guidance and more about unleashing terror.
For the radicals, for the jihadists, really Ramadan has kind of become the month of jihad, where we just see horrific things happening throughout the world and throughout the Muslim world.
May seem easy to pray for Muslims who are peacefully observing their religion. What about those who've caused such destruction in the name of Islam?
So let's keep praying despite the terrorism. And for some, it's the month of jihad. For others, they're reaching out to God. And Jesus is really responding to their prayers and coming to them.
And finally, today is International Widows Day, a day to remember some of the most ostracized members of societies around the world. Donna Glass of India Partners says that in India, the death of a woman's husband is just the beginning of her sorrows.
It's not the norm that widows remarry. Because their husbands have died, it's kind of like there's a curse on them. Why did their husband die?
Cursed, abused, invisible. All of the words that could be used to describe Indian widows only add to the pain these women already feel. Glass says anyone walking through a village can tell from a glance which women are widows.
There's obviously great poverty within many of the villages, but it's just there's this sense of almost hopelessness and despair that you can see on the widows' faces.
And the first thing these hurting widows are asking for? Prayer. That's where your support comes in.
We are called by God to look after the child and the orphan and the widow. And so we are fulfilling God's call to us when we do sponsor a widow.
For just $35 a month, you can sponsor one of 20 widows. We'll connect you to more information at our website. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Consider the power of the message in your phone's wallpaper. You read it multiple times a day. So why not connect it to a Great Commission movement? Deaf Bible Society is offering a free phone wallpaper this month that reminds you to pray for the ministry as they distribute God's word in sign language. Get yours at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.